Beim Simen Mem Aleph, din ha-neisei masui, eich yenayit betfilin uboi sif echot. Ha-neisei masui al-roishoi. Someone is carrying a masui on top of his head. Choylet tfilin sholosh, so he should take off the tfilin sholosh. Now, let us just see the Mishnah Berurah to understand a little bit the reason of this halacha. Ha-neisei masui. Zeh mayri b'chol hayayim. It's speaking about a person who wears tefillin the whole day. And now he's carrying something on his head. Maybe shas kushma tefillin. Ma'en l'kam and simen tzadik zayin tzivay. So we are speaking about a person who wears tefillin the whole day, and now he wants to put over his head a masui. Al-Roishoy. So, let me explain later the Mishnah also mentions this, but I'd just like to read the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Hanoisei masui al-Roishoy. Tzorich lachloit tefillin shalosh. And what is the reason? Shegnayhu sheyesh al haroish dover acher she'eino malbush ve'indal kolis al haroish. So that means I have on my head two things. Now if what I have on my head is a malbush, so it's not called two things. I'm wearing a malbush and I'm wearing tefillin. But if I'm being nice, something else al harish, so it seems there are two things over my head. There's the tefillin shalosh, and the masui. So somehow this is a gnai. That means there's two things over you. There's a tefillin and this masui. Both of them are over your head. So somehow this is a gnai to the tefillin. So memele. So then this is also. It's a gnai. So therefore, we're speaking about a person who wears tefillin the whole day. So in this time that he's carrying the masui, he should take off the tefillin. Now that is if he has tefillin al-haroish, so it seems like he has two things on his head. And that's no good. If you have a mas in your head, so then you shouldn't have tefillin on yet. Now, v'im hu noisei masui al-yodoi, v'im hu noisei masui al-yodoi b'mokim tefillin, what will be if he's carrying something on his hand, b'mokim tefillin? So also we have the same thing. He has two things on his hand. He has the tefillin, and he also has this masui. So there the halacha is not the same. Why? The mustame mechusin hain, mustame the tefillin shal yad al mechuse, the leko gnai. So that means if he has the tefillin b'mkayim and he's carrying something else next to it, and the tefillin are mechusa, so it's not considered a gnai to the tefillin. And tzorich lachloi, ki im sheyesh ba'amasa arbo kabim. If in the masa there's arbo kabim, that we'll see later. The oz mistome ha-tefillin roitzitzoi sayideze. So this union of arbo kabim and tefillin roitzitzoi will elaborate a little later. Yeah. Something that's not our book. We'll speak about this soon. Chaylet tefillin shalosh. Yeah. Vim yochel l'salek amasei l'tzodim. Now, if both are be'emtza harosh, so then somehow this is a gnai to the tefillin. He has two things over his head. So he has two things over his head, so Lamaisa, that's a gnai to the tefillin. If the the masri will be on the side of his head, the masri will be on the side of his head, shalei b'mokim atvilin, mashmi b'fim agodim demutah. Then it is mutah. Mikol mokim, im yesh b'masa dalet kabim, again, if this will have a masa dalet kabim, we'll explain this later, nirish yesh lahach me'af b'chi agav. Ayim b'sheshet, right? So now we have al kuponim, what we understand so far, a masoi that is b'chuvin k'neged the tefillin, somehow it's a gnai to the tefillin, he has two things on his head, which somehow is a gnai to the tefillin. If it is on the side of his head, the masoi, so then it is mutah. And by the tefillin shel yad, we said it is mutter, even though he has two things on his hand, because the tefillin are mechusa. Now, the miyutza lahoitzi zevel al hayad. No, I skipped. Ayin b'shoyis. Lahoitzi zevel al hayshoy. If he's carrying zevel al hayshoy, afilu ma'at, menur, v'afilu litzdodim also. B'chol gavni havi b'zeh b'zoyin l'tfilin. That means on his head he has tfilin and he has manure also. So that's a b'zoyin l'tfilin. Im loik shemesalek loitzav loishav l'mahat v'afilu l'tzodim osu. B'chol gavni havi b'zeh b'zoyin l'tfilin shal loishoy. Im loik shemesalik oza tefillin shalosh me'ola, shori avta noisei ha'shel yad. But if he wants to carry some zevel aloishoy, so he's not allowed to wear the tefillin shalosh, if he takes off the tefillin shalosh, so even though he is wearing tefillin shel yad, this is permissible. Even though the zevel is aloishoy. That's the chiddush. Vim yirte lahoitzi zevel al hayat, but what if he wants to carry some zevel al hayat? Efshed afilun atfilun heim b'chusim b'bgodav, ike b'zeh b'zoyim l'tfilun sh'olot. That means even though we said that he has a masri al yodov, so even though a masri al roishoy is a gnai to the tfilun, because the tefillin is megula, so it seems he has two things over him, but on the yad, since the tefillin shayad on the chusa, so it's not a gnai, but several will be yosef. Now, let's go a little further. Now, so, v'afilu matpachtoi oso loniach ala roish sheyesh by tefillin. Now, a matpachas seems it's like a towel. He put a towel over his head. So it's also a zulzul. A matpachas is not a masri, but he's putting something. He has two things over his head. He has tefillin and a matpachas. Avol dovo. So that's called light ragnai. So that's also. So he said, Amasui, and Amatpachas, a towel, he's putting a towel over his head. And so that's also also. Avodobo, Shedalkoi, Litain, Boroishoi. But what if on his head is something that normally he wears? Kegoin Koiva, a mitznefet. So this is a hat. So he has a malbush. He has a malbush on his head. Plus the tefillin. So this is not a gnai. That means if I have two distinct objects on my head, so some of that's a gnai to the tefillin. So I have two things on my head, the tefillin and the masri. The shutvis somehow is a gnai. But if I have a hat and the tefillin over my head, so the hat is not considered, I'm carrying two things, this is my Lavush, this is muta. Then it's muta. So let us see. Now, look to Mishnah Berurah muta. After whom munach Allah Tefillin, now here we're saying another Chiddush, even though the hat is resting on the Tefillin, before we were speaking about a Tefillin, it's not on the Tefillin, it's the Mokim HaTefillin, he has two things on his head, is also, if it's not with Sodom, but if it's a Malbish, so even though it's lying on the Tefillin, this is not called, I'm degrading the Tefillin, even shoot derech malbush, not I'm carrying two things. I have two things on my head. This is a malbush. This is a malbush of mine, and I'm wearing tefillin. So even though the malbush, the hat, is resting on the tefillin, yeah, it's also mutter. Ach im akoyva gdoilo, via a large hat, Yizoyer shekoyvad a koyva lo yosas atfilin mimokim eroylem. That means he has a cowboy hat. Al koponim, so he should make sure that because of the hat, the tefillin will not be lying in the proper place. So that he shouldn't do. Now, so far we had halachas to put a masui on one's head to carry a masri and tefillin. It's a gnai for the tefillin. A tefillin, it's a towel that's over his head. It's also. So you have to take off the tefillin. And we're speaking about a person who wears tefillin the whole day. So now this is a gnai to the tefillin. But he wears a malbush, so that's not a gnai, and then it could be even over the tefillin, the hat could be resting on the mabalt, on the tefillin, no problem, because this is not a gnai. Now, hago vafilu hochi, so now the Gemara is speaking about a hat. I just said a hat is mutter. Imu masui kovid dalit kapit, if the hat is heavy, or it has the volume of Dalet Kabim, and Dalet Kabim is 9.6 tenths liters, or 2.5 gallons. Tefillin nitchokais, and because of that, the tefillin will be pushed, there won't be enough place for the tefillin. Supposedly he's talking about a hat. So the Mishnah Berurah says Dalet Kabim Hein Chofei Litchoy Shishayken BeKesef BePrag. Oh, that's the one. That's the sheer 9.6 liters. That's another Shaila Shabbos. Let's not go into Shabbos. I don't know. Nitchokais Ein Perish Shatfilin Zozin Mimkaimom Legamri. It doesn't mean that the tefillin are mamish out of place. They minochin kedim. The mizab shita shalsa afilu mimason kal. That means here we saying that it's heavy, and so we have a heavy hat for some, and this is pushing the tefillin. He says if it means it's pushing it, and it doesn't have, there's no place for the tefillin. So you don't need a remote to tell us this. And then it doesn't have to be masoi kovit, it doesn't be heavy. Vafilu im mason kal. It would also be if there's no place. Atzarot zoloima. Shemenochim bimkoimon bedoichik. That means that it's the tefillin are bimkoimon, but it's bedoichik. That means it's, you have more or less, there's a mocking barosh for two pairs of tefillin. Now, since he has this masri and it's heavy, so the place where the tefillin is bedoichi. Machmas ha-masri shemunach aleim. Umekatzer es mekoimam. So, I have a very minute space which for the tefillin, and it's heavy. So there, it's also. So the Gemara answered a hat. So we're talking about that. That's the Gemara. Avodah v'shadah kalitim b'loy shekein koyva mitznafes muta. וצהד את שמות עצמה והזלזו. So to remove, but if it's Dalet Kabim, so there are different problems involved, that the Dalet Kabim makes that the Moki Matfilin is Mitzumtzum, and therefore one should not wear such a hat. That's Peshita Saramo. Yeah. Matfilin Ma'yeh. The Bach Meiko Ben Yezebe Mitznafes Vekoive. And the Bach is Cholik on the Ramo. He says, the Shalos Pshat Negemore, upon the Bach says, if it's my Malbish, there's no problem whatsoever. So he's Cholik on the Ramo. Sif Membeis. I'm not sure, because I would think volume, but then he says kovet. It seems the kovet also, since it's heavy, it seems I think it would mean the weight. It seems the shekovet a kovet. I think he's speaking about weight over here. Who the gods were in England? Okay. Now we're going to learn Simin Membeis, which is very interesting, and we'll learn a very interesting halacha. Sif Aleph, Osa Lashanais Tfilin Shalosh. I have Tfilin Shalosh La Saison Shel Yad. That means I have a bias. I have a bias in this four batim. We'll see later what I can do. I can cover it with an oil and now bechutz will be one bias. But something which was used as tefillin shalosh was worn as tefillin shalosh. And now I want to use this bias for tefillin shel yad. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah yad. Afilu ein loish shel yad, v'yesh leibay shalosh. This person has a predicament. He has two batim shalosh. He doesn't have tefillin shel yad. So he wants to make one of the batim. He wants to make this a tefillin shel yad. And we'll see you do this. You take an oil and you cover it. Milamayla. Milamayla looks like one bias, even though inside is four batim. Theoretically, it is permissible. But there's a problem of Yomirid Mikdusha Chamura Likdusha Kala. The Tfilin Shel Roish are more Kodosh than the Tfilin Shel Yad. We'll see why soon. So Memele, so by taking this bias, which had before a Kedusha of Tfilin Shel Roish, and now using it for Tfilin Shel Yad, Yomirid Mikdusha Chamura Likdusha Kala, which is also the Bir Aloha brings down Kabidus as an Isra the Araisa. Fine. So that's the... Yeah. You have to do that. Fakel, it's for Fallon. Yeah. Also, the Shamison shall raise for Sashin shall ya. Afilu, that's what we're talking about, the Bata. Now, Afilu Likach Ritzua Mayhem. Afilu, I'll take a ritzue of the tefillin shel roish. I'll take a ritzue of the tefillin shel roish. V'litim b'shel yad. Also, so that means the ritzue of the tefillin shel roish is more kadosh than the ritzue of the tefillin shel yad. We'll see why so. So now I want to use this ritzue. For my tefillin, I have two tefillin shalosh, one tefillin shel yad, but the tefillin shel doesn't have ritzuah. So I'll take the ritzuah, which is a tashmish kedusha of the tefillin shalosh, and I want to use it now in tefillin shel yad. It's also, b'mnei she'ein mayridin mikdusha chamura likdusha kalo. You cannot be moired from a kedusha chamura to kedusha kala. V'shal roish kedusha say chamura. And the tefillin shel roish is more kadosh than the tefillin shel yad. Why? Sherubai shel shakai v'shal roish. Because the roiv of the shame shakai is in the tefillin shel roish. You have the shin on the bayis, and you have the dalet in the kesher. So that's roiv of the shame shakai, k'shem Hashem nikra lecho. And the shel yad, you only have the kesher of the yud. So Memela, so therefore, since Reim of the Shem is on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, so it's more Kaddish, and therefore you're not allowed to even take the Ratzuah of the Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh and use it for the Tefillin Shel Yad. Now let us see. No, Fafalma. It's an Issa Daraisa. It's finished. It's irrelevant. He is bigger than two. If it's enough, it's enough. Apple PK and it's also. Yeah, and that's also could be ten of the rice. Now let's see the Mishnah Bula. Uposhit duhu adin now take a meyuchid l'shal rosh. Now let's look in the pictures we have. 338, page 338. So in the Pe'er Aloche, picture one. In picture one, we'll see, on top of the, and picture one on 338, we'll see he wants to use the kestel that he used for the tefillin shel rosh, he wants to use it for the tefillin shel yad. So that is tashmishe kedusha. That is tashmishe kedusha. So now it's also, this was a tashmish kedusha from tefillin shel rosh. You can't use it for tefillin shel yad. What? Yeah. That's malum. But you can't do it the other way. Fine. The gamu bechlal tashmish kedusha kemoi ritzue chnitzu b'megila p'tzmich b'ragro v'chein kosa magnevrom lor b'soim simin chofches. Mayhem. He was talking about, look at the picture with the... We're talking about the case which is over the bayis, which was used for the tefillin shel rosh. That's picture one on page 338. What? Afal pi kein, it's a tashmish kedusha, and it's a tashmish for a bigger kedusha. So you can't use it. I have an extra one. I lost the other one. You can't use it. Finished. Now we're going to have very interesting halachas. And now we'll look in page 338, ice 2. But let's first see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll go through the picture. Kosav HaMogen Avrom. The Mogen Avrom says, Dim Nivsiko Ritzue Shel Yad Somuch Lekesha. Now let's see in picture 2 where the Aleph is. By the Aleph we see, he had over there the kesher. He had over here the yud of the tefillin shel yad. And then we see the zigzag it tore. So it tore next to he tore, and it's left over from aleph to beis. That's the tzua that's left over, and he has torn off. He has the kesher. And he has the kesher and the yud. Now, kosav magnavra. Dim nivsika ritzua shel yad samuch lekesher. So that is his base. Also, lahapoich roisha acher lamailo. Now, let's look at the second picture that he's going to take now. So the place where it tore is weak. He can't make over there a kesha. So he's going to take from the bottom chelik and put it in the shel on the mabarta. So now he can put it over there. He's going to make a kesha over there. So also, lape chesha acher lamaylo b'mokim shulcho. So he's going to, that's the second picture. Yeah. במוקרים של חוזק, ולעשות בו הקשר של יד. But now, he has another problem. This person has a problem that the ritzue, the length of the ritzue, he was able to make the kriches on the yad, he was able to do everything. Now, this chelik, that the what the kesher was and the yud was, that added to the length of the ritzue. Now, he's going to take the bottom chelik of the ritzue, put it through the mabalta, he's going to make there a kesher and a yud, he'll do everything, gevaldik. But now he has a problem. The ritzue is too short. The mitzvah is too short. So he's going to go and take the kesher and the ritzue, that chelik of the ritzue that was torn off, and he's going to sew it on to the bottom chelik. He's going to sew it on to the bottom chelik. So I have now my length of the ritzue, but I did a big bubu. What did I do? I took the ritzue, the chelik of the kesher and the yud, which is more kodesh than the rest of the ritzue, and I, by sewing it on to the ritzue, I'm moirid bekodesh. So that's what I'm doing. So now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So like this. So let's look at the third picture. It says that. So he says. Yes, so he says, also lapech roisha acha lamayla b'mokim shulchosik. He's going to turn it. He's going to take the bottom chelik, and it's there. It's not weak. It's not torn. V'lasa is boya kesher shaya. V'achaticha shehoya boya kesher. And look at the, this is the third picture over here. V'achaticha shehoya boya kesher yikshar ato lezu lamato. He needs a length of the ritzue. So now the chelik, which was once the kesher of the tefillin, was once the yud of the tefillin, will now be sewn on to the end of the ritzue, and now he'll wrap it around his fingers. Zok de Mogen Avraham, so that's also. Kivim de Mayridoi Mikdushosai, he's Mayrid Mikdushosai. Kivin shahoye boy hakesher v'hayud, before this chelik of the ritzue had in itself the kesher and the yud, which is much more kodesh than the rest of the ritzue, v'ata yase boy krichos etzbois, now you just use this chelik to be krich etzbois, ela oise chaticha tzricha gnise. So Mamela, so he's saying, that's what you call, that chelik, that was the kesher and the yud, you have to be going to it. You can't use it now to be kesher the yud. What? Yeah, you put it in Seamus. Yeah. So it's nize. Oh, so that you can't use, because you only want to use it for that boy, so that's how you got the big douche. I v'imein a ritzua aruche kol kach, but I have a problem. The whole ritzua was, when I bought the ritzua, it was enough with the kesher. No, now I cut off this chelik, got torn off, so memela the ritzua is shorter. So what do? Azay la yasa kriches kol kach soviv hayat. So now let's look at picture Zayim. So don't make so many kriches. That's not ma'akev v'dievet. There's a nyin of zayin kriches v'yichoshet. I'm not capable of making zayin kriches. So I'll make, so let's look by the zayin. So that's what I'll do. I'll make three kriches and finish. I only have a short ritzua. What should I do? The fingers. Definitely. Forget me. Iker Adin, we have the minimum shear of a ritzua is that I tie it over here and I take it mamish to the fingers. The kriches are not ma'akev. Yeah, but bechlau, me Iker Adin, the kriches are not ma'akev. Because the finger secures the tefillin. That means I take it down to here, and I around the finger. That's the ikar. The kriches are good things, but a kaponim, it's not ma'akev b'dievet. What? Yeah.
Can you take another piece of...
Oh, sure. You want to know. Yeah. Take that and sew it together. That'll be good. Yeah. If you do, that is gewaldig. But we're talking about he doesn't have this luxury of another tzur. Fine. Meikaradin. Yeah. So Memela. Yeah. That is okay. That's not too bad. So this halacha we understand. Now let's go further. That should be the etzba. That's for the, yeah. I don't know. I won't say, but it's not. That's for sure. Not completely. That's for sure. That's the gemar of the mitzvah. Yeah. That's from the kriecha. This is the most important. Yeah. Now we're going to have something very interesting. Now, V'chein B'shel Rosh. Now let's look at picture 3. We're going to look at picture 3 on page 338. V'chein B'shel Rosh. Im Nivsak Masha Makif HaRosh. Now, so let's look at Ois Aleph. That's what happened. So we hear there, now we have to understand, when we look at the in picture Aleph, we have to understand like this. That which is makiv the Rosh, which surrounds the Rosh, the Kesher is more Kaddish than the Ritzuas that hang down. So this is more Kaddish. Now, so what happened over here, so the Chalik that was makiv the Rosh, taught, that's we see in picture Aleph. Now, B'chem B'shel Rosh, Im Nifsek Masha Makiv HaRosh, also, lahapoich ma shebesoich hakesher shiyichutz lekesher mitam hanal. That means like this: that I'm going to go and again to I'm going to go and take that what that chelik which was in the kesher. I'll take that and attach it to the bottom. The same thing. B'chein b'shel Rosh. Im nivsek masha makif HaRosh. The chelik that was makif the Rosh was nivsek. So memele, im nivsek masha makif HaRosh, also lapich masha b'soich HaKesher, that was b'soich HaKesher, shichutz l'kesher mitam anal. Again, I will sew it. Let's look in picture Gimel. That means I'm the chelik. Look at the chelik. That was b'soich hakesher. So this I'm going to sew together to the other thing. So before it was the kesher, he made it the wrinkle. He was the kesher, and now I'll take the rest of the ritzua and make a kesher from that. And this I'll sew together to the, and this will be the ritzua which is hanging down. So it's also about b'chem b'sholish. Im nivsek masha makiv HaRosh, also lahapich masha b'soich hakesher, shiyichutz l'kesher mitam hana. Omno. Im nivseko haritzue shel Rosh mibachutz lahakesher, but if nivseko haritzue shel Rosh mibachutz lahakesher. Now, let us look In 343, in Nifsika, but Nifsika Ratsua Shorosh, Nibachutz LaKesha, that the Ratsua tore Nibachutz LaKesha. Let's see, picture one, Aleph. The Nifsika Ratsua Shorosh, Nibachutz LaKesha. That's that. V'roitze, this is taught. V'roitze l'moshcho ulo herido. So now, let us look at picture 1 on page 343. So we see, by this Aleph, we see what got torn. So this is torn, finished. So now, I have enough ritzua, so I want to go, and I'll untie the knot. Look in picture base, I'm going to untie the knot and make and pull it down more, so the ritzua will be the Ritzuah will be all the way down, all the way down. That's Malka. Let's look at picture Gimel. That means I have enough of the Ritzuah. So, but like this, it's too short on one side. So I'm going to pull down the Ritzuah. So where the Makir Makesha was, look at picture Gimel, it will now be underneath the Kesha. The Moshe Elohirida, the Mata, Kedei Shei Ritzuah Shleima Ba'ashir HaMavur L'mayla B'Simin Lamed Gimel Sifei. I want to do this. Now this is a very interesting halacha. Yesh oimrim the yochel lahirida. This I'm permitted to do. This case I'm permitted to do. We'll see why. Af al pi shemayrid ktsas mikdushoso. Before the ritzuah it was a kesher, and now it's further down from the kesher. Shrei Moki Makeshi Yitol Yamate, Ein Ze Oirodo Dal Kaponem Bo Oiso Chaticho Yia HaKesha. In the same Ritzue will be the Kesha. That means like this. That means if I have one Ritzue, and before the Achelik of the Ritzue was the Kesha, now this chalik is underneath the kesha, but it's one entity, so it's not called I was moired it. That means it's one ritzuah, and it's one ritzuah. But just like to say over this, a moiredike raya from the bechor share the shari tshuva brings down. Shari tshuva says as follows. He says it says by Yaakov Avinu that he laid on 12 stones, and then each stone was fighting, Ola Yenich Tzadik Es Roshay. So my male said, what did the Baruch Shem do? So he made all 12 stones one stone. So he says, so what did the Baruch Shem accomplish? The head of Yaakov Avinu was over here on this stone. On this stone, he didn't change his position. He had 12 stones around him, but the head was on this stone. So my male, so what happened? They all became one stone. But his head is over here. Zokta b'chor shoyach. But if it's one stone, so it's called the tzaddik is lying on me. If it's 12 separate stones, so Memela said the tzaddik is put his head on this stone, and this stone never is not, there's a problem. But if he made it one big stone, so the tzaddik put his head on me, because it's one big stone. The minute it's one big stone, so the male it's not cool that I'm losing. It's one big stone, and the tzaddik put his head on me. If one big stone, there's no kin there. So the male, so this svara holds like this. I have one big ritzuah. That means in the case of before, I cut off. Let's say I cut off the Mokim Akesha. And now I want to sew it onto the bottom. So I'm taking something which was before the Kesha, before it was Makim Alosh. I'll sew it onto the bottom. So that's called you omitted it. That means before it was... it was over here, now it's over here. You machaber it, but I'll kaponim. Before it was makiv the roish, before it was a kesher, now it's nothing. Masha ein came. If the ritzuah is big enough, so now, but it comes out, the chelak of the ritzuah now is under, let's look in picture Gimel. No, so this first day you hold, that's not called Tairodos Kedusha. If it's one big Ritzuah, so Memele, so this Ritzuah, so Achelik is Kesher, Achelik is Makif Arosh, Achelik is not Makif Arosh, so Memele, so there's no problem. That's what they hold. This is not called Tairodos Kedusha. Tairodos is only the case when we cut it off, and now we're attaching it to the bottom. So I took a Ritzuah that was once Kesha, and now it's from the Kriches. That's how you wrote it. But if you have one big Ritzuah, there's no problem. Aber jetzt haben wir die ganze Zeit noch in der Kapone mit der Zase Rodes Kedusha. Others hold that there is a problem. That's called the Rodes Kedusha. So the Shari Tshuva brings down what's the Maisa with Yaakov Avinu. The Rabbi Shul did something. So he says that you're making a mistake. He says, by Yaakov Avinu, Napshad is that there were 12 stones got attached. Napshad was, there was Maisa Nisim. The Makor, yeah. Just 1 second. So he says, no. So he says, there was Maisa Nisim, and the Rebbein Shalom made that all 12 stones became, not the 12th stone is attached to the 11th stone. Pshat is, the Rabbi Yishol made a nest that in all 12 stones licked, in the whole thing, the koyach of all 12 stones remains. Just 1 second, I want to say over the lotion. I'll call back at me about your year. So then he says, yeah, the kivin, the maisa nisen hoyu, not one is attached to the other. Kimnase gush echod bolu mikulam. The Rebbein Shalom made a nest that in the whole one big stone, all 12 chalokim are mixed up in this one big stone. So memele, so there was no kinetaket. So, but over here could be there is a union of Erodes Kedusha. That would be the best thing. That's the best.
When I'm tying them up again, of the box, so that knot in the back of the head, is that under the box, is it bad?
No.
Okay. And on the chachila, if I'm thinking, I usually see Kaddish and the Yachiyah, after the word that you take the knot, the chachila should still have to reduce one by the finger, or make a difference.
It would be perfect.